morning, everyone. Welcome to our first Sunday in 2025. We are celebrating communion today, and we're glad that you're celebrating with us. Today is going to be a busy day for us as we are continuing on the tradition of taking down the sanctuary, not literally taking it out, but removing the Christmas decorations and getting ready for the coming year and all of the activities. So we have the treats in the back, and we're hoping you can join us and celebrate with us. We will do communion this morning and this afternoon, and Wednesday night we'll be back here worshiping with our Wednesday night service. We'll celebrate Mr. Jonathan's birthday, which was already passed, but Wednesday we're going to celebrate that. We'll have, I think it's chicken parm and all the trimmings, but we'll be here Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, and Bible study at 6, normal activities. Just a reminder, if you are part of the Giving Tree and you'd like to conclude that, we're boxing up that stuff, and then next week we'll be passing that out to the Enrich Home School. We're thankful for the gifts that we received. We're blessed by what God is doing in our church. And if you're able to pray for us, pray for us. Remember BethanyChurchOfGod.org, post a prayer request there. Or just chime in, pray with us, pray for the church. If you're able to give to support our ministries, great. We appreciate your gifts. It is what keeps us going in the work that we're doing. So we're grateful for what God is doing and what God can do in your life. Today we're going to celebrate in James chapter 1. We're going to look at a couple of verses there, but we want to begin with worship, and glad that you're celebrating with us. Happy Sunday. Well, of course, we got the blue colors on today. I got the blue shirt, blue tie, blue suit, Honolulu blue. We're going to be rooting on our Lions today at 8 o'clock or so for the game. We'll see what happens. Regardless, they're in the playoffs. Whether they're the fifth seed or whether they're the first seed, time will only tell that. We hope they play well today, but we've got the blue colors supporting our home team. Red Wings won last night, so hey, it's a good day in sports for Michigan fans. But celebrate with us as we open together with a word of song.
Thank you. God and a blessing
to the reading of His Word. We'll break that down a little bit here in just a few moments. Before we begin in prayer, we want to continue to keep in prayer Jackie and Judy and Deborah and her sister Nigra, and the multitude of needs and those that are at home recovering. We want to continue to pray for Charlotte, who is watching from home, and Suzanne, who is coming, but we want to continue to lift her up. We want to continue to lift up Kathy and our family in Tennessee, Rodney and Anita, and Jack and Debbie, and Christy, and the multitudes of people all over that watch us. My brother, Pastor Salim, in Kenya. I just want to pray that God will pour out in His church today, that the people of God will come together and multiply that blessing. So we want to pray for the church, Pastor Mark and Brent and Tom and their blessings, and that God will continue to pour out in them. So we're going to celebrate in a song, and before we do, at the close of that, we're going to celebrate in communion. I have the elements, we'll bless them and break bread together, and then we'll go into a time of prayer. Father, as we pause in this time, we remember not only the elements, we remember the strength and the love that you have given to us. We remember the needs of the body, God. And we continue to pray this morning that you will pour your hand about those who are at home, Father, who watch from a distance. God, we just pray you'll bless them today. Bless the Charlottes and the multitudes of people from my work who watch, Gary's and Aldo and the multitudes and many of those, God, who watch and are faithful in celebrating what we do here, God. We just pray today as they take a moment, God, for Harold and the multitude of those who watch, God. Bless them right now, Father. We take a moment to say thank you for the support they give to us and thank you for their watching. And Father, we pray that as they watch and listen, God, that you would pour into them as well. Whatever their hands are doing, whatever their mind is about, God, let their mind be focused on you. And God, let this be a new year of new celebration, God, that you will bless them in a multitude of ways. Father, I'm thankful for the churches. I'm thankful for Mark and Brent and Tom. And I pray that you'll bless their church as well. Father, like you bless Bethany, that you'll meet the needs of this church, not only financially, but physically, God, that you will pour into the people. I pray that your word would go forth in their lives today. Father, I pray for Deborah and her sister Nidra, that God, you will continue to bring healing to Nidra and your touch upon her life. I pray for Suzanne as you would give her strength and the ability, God, to keep pressing on. I pray, God, for Kathy, who God is not sure what's going on, but God, I ask that you would just bless her, fill her life, and touch her and Stephen. Father, for Judy and Jackie, that you'll continue to touch Jackie in a mighty way, God. And Father, you'll give her strength and healing. And Father, for the church, for those that are at home, I continue to lift up Roxanne, God, that you'll bless her and continue to give her strength and get back to doing some of the basic essentials that she loves to do. Father, bless your church today, that we can gather together in your name on this Sunday, the New Year Sunday of 2025. Father, you know I'm not a huge sports fan, but I'll be watching a little bit tonight before bed, watching the Lions and supporting them. I like watching them in the wings, God. I just pray you'll bless and bring safety to the people who are down watching the game. I pray that you'll give them wisdom and grace, and that, Father, there'll be a joyous celebration. Regardless of whether they win or lose, let there be peace in the city. Let there be peace among the lives of your people. Father, today there will be many who will be busy about things. Bless them, Father. Pour into your people today. And I'll thank you and praise you, whether you bless from afar in Kenya or whether you bless right here in Sterling Heights. Multiply that blessing for those today. Father, in your holy name, I pray and ask it. Amen, amen. Well, there's a couple of things I noticed from this scripture this morning. Is that James begins with this word. He says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind. Now, I'm not sure that there's any of us who are going to face trials and tribulations and just rejoice and shout about it. But he says the testing of your faith produces perseverance. We know that through the trials and tribulations, we gain that perseverance. And when perseverance has finished its work, you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. In other words, James is telling us that when you're going through some of the storms, God will restore it, and at the end, you will have wisdom and grace. And then he says, not only are we going to go through some things, he said if you lack wisdom, ask of God, and he'll give it to you. So not only do we know in 2025 we're going to face some trials and tribulations, we may be on the mountain one day and the valley the next. But if we need wisdom, he said, ask of God, who will give it to you generously. But he said with those two words, now when you ask, you must believe. Don't doubt. He said, because if you doubt, you're going to be like the wind, tossed to and fro. Now, there's nothing wrong with searching your heart and testing God and having a conversation and understanding that it is He who gives all things. But when we doubt that God exists, that's a different subject. there's times of testings and trials and maturity and growth, and that God will give us all things, but sometimes we even doubt that God exists. And that's what he's trying to tell us. Don't doubt, because you'll be tossed. And he said, if you're like a person who doubts, and one day you believe and the next day you don't believe, you'll be like a double-minded person who is unstable in all your ways. 2025 is upon us. Some of us have made New Year's resolutions. Some of us have just carried on like normalcy. We've begun to go back to work. We've carried on with normal things. We may not have put together a New Year's resolution that we want to do. There's some that we will want to do, and we want to improve on our lifestyle and feel better and get some things done. And yeah, I'd love to finish my writing this year and graduate with my doctorate. I'd love to be able to do all that, but I don't know what's in front of me, and I have to take one step at a time in faith. But I know that I'm going to go through some challenges. I'm going to go through some joys, and those are part of life. And we must persevere through them and gain the maturity and wisdom. But we must ask God for wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. It comes from understanding who He is. It comes from understanding nature and the things around us and what God has created. That is you and that is me. And that God wants us to prosper and to do very well. But when you are doubting, you're going to be like the sea, tossed to and fro. Don't be a double-minded person. Stand fast. We are told that He has become the rock on which we stand. And when we stand on the solid rock, He is the chief cornerstone that all the prophets and apostles were built upon Him, so that you and I might have a solid foundation in this life. For 2025 years, God has continued to work through people. And we want to continue to build on what God is doing. James is telling us that in this year, there might come some things, and I wish I could understand that course, and we'll talk a little bit about at our 11 o'clock service, Divine Detours. But I want to just remind you today, today is a good day. Start with a new beginning. Start with the blessings of God. Start with the renewedness that if I'm going to make a celebration and a 2025 resolution, then I'm going to resolve that I'm going to trust God with all my heart. I'm going to lean not on my own understanding, but I will acknowledge Him in all my ways. I will have questions. I'm going to go to Him. I'll bring Him my question. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to go through those trials, but I know that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel, and that God will shine through in our life. And when the enemy comes in and our friends want to tell us to doubt God and not to trust Him, lean on what you know. Give Him your heart. Be mature in your understanding. Don't wishy-washy with your faith. Stand strong in who Jesus is in your life. And I know that God will walk with you, that He will bless you. He'll pour into you when you face financial issues or health issues or crisis. God is going to be right beside you, walking every step of the way. So lean into Him. Don't lean into that friend who is a negative nanny. Don't lean into that friend who is going to be against you. Before God, who is with you. But listen to the wisdom. There's some understanding in what James is trying to tell us, that sometimes we have to be wise about what those that bring to us. And we pray that God will pour into you this year. This will be a new year for growth, for healing, and restoration in your life. James is telling us a couple of secrets. So I pray that as you have begun this year, those secrets will pour into your life. Well, we're going to close this time with a song. And then we'll get ready for Miss Sheila coming to us in a little while to play. And we'll be doing some traditional hymns. We'll talk about divine detours. But before we do, let's close with a song. Song that says trust in God. God, I pray that we will trust in God, who is our Savior. He is our blessed assurance.